Since our land prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 26. 26. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. We will continue to discuss Psalms number 119. Psalms number 119. So Psalms number 119, it is Torah Psalm. So it is a devotion to the Word of God. And then we are able to see that this Psalms is devoted to the Word of God and the God of the Word. And then we can see the author highlight the aspect of that word. It is God's directive for life. And then we are also able to see it is also God's promises. So God's directive for life, calling for obedience. And then it is God's promises, calling for faith to believe. And then we understand that this psalm is an acrostic poem. So they are referring to the Hebrew alphabet. So there are 22 alphabets. So this psalm is divided into 22 sections. And each section begins with the Hebrew alphabet. And in every section, there are 8 verses. And the beginning of every verses also begins with that alphabet. Let's continue to discuss Psalms number 119. Psalms number 119. Today we will see verses 121 to 128. Psalms number 119 verses 121 to 128. Let us read through. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fill with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness. And teach me your statutes. I am your servant. give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments. Above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts. Concerning everything, I hate every false way. So this is the content, excuse me. So this is the content of this part of section. And then here we can see the Hebrew alphabet, Ayin, Ayin. In this section, in this stanza, we want to give this theme, vindication from God. Vindication from God. Let's see verse 1-6. Verse 1-6, the upper part. It is time for the Lord to act. So, it is time for the Lord to act. So, this is calling for vindication from God. So, the psalmist, he is the faithful servant. So, he prayed for deliverance from his oppressors. So, the psalmist, he's the faithful servant. Therefore, he prayed for deliverance from oppressors. So he called upon the Lord to vindicate. Vindicate to act. Let's see just now verse 1-6 upper part. It is time for the Lord to act. So he called upon the Lord to vindicate. That is to say to act. To act in defense of his servant. To act in defense of his servant. And then also, in judgment, excuse me. And then, in judgment on the lawbreakers, that's to say, those who oppress the psalmist, So here we can see, the calling, upon God to vindicate, to act. Let us see, concerning the psalmist, Verse 1-5, upper part. Verse 1-5, upper part. I am your servant. So he says that he is the servant. And let's continue to see. Verse 1-1. I have done justice and righteousness. So the psalmist, he's the servant of the Lord. He fear reverence God. He also obey the word. I have done justice and righteousness. Let's continue to see verse 1-3. Verse 1-3. The lower part. Verse 1-3. The lower part. And your righteous deeds. Righteous word. Promises. So, the psalmist, he long for God's righteous word. How he desire. How he thirst. How he long after God's righteous word of promises. And then, let's continue to see, the psalmist, he has a heart of a learned, a teachable spirit. The psalmist, he has a heart of a learned, a teachable spirit. Verse 1-4, lower part, teach me your statutes. So, he has a heart of a learned, teachable spirit. He asked God to teach him the statutes. And then verse 1-5, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimony. So he was calling upon God to open his heart, to give him understanding that he may know the testimonies. Also, to know the character of God, to do things pleasing to God. Because the testimonies reflect the character of God. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Let's continue to see. Verse 1-7, 1-8. Therefore, I love your commandments. How he loved God's commandments. Above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. So he esteemed God's precept. I hate every false way. He hated every false way. So here, we can see the psalmist. So we can see the psalmist, how he is the servant of the Lord, and then how he longed for God's righteous word. He has a heart of a learner, a teachable spirit. He continued to love God's commandments. He esteemed right all the precepts of God. He hate every false way. So this is the psalmist. But let us see the oppressors, the lawbreakers, those who oppress the psalmist, the oppressors. Let's see verse 1-6. 1-6 lower part. They have broken your law. So all these oppressors, they have broken your law. And then they track on false ways. Verse 1-8, the lower part. I hate every false way. That is the way that the oppressors track upon. They track upon the false ways. And then they are also very arrogant and oppressive. Very arrogant and oppressive. Verse 1-2, lower part. Verse 1-2, lower part. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. So the arrogant and oppressive. So we can see, this is the oppressors. They have broken the law. They track upon false ways. They are arrogant and very oppressive. So here we can see a contrast between the psalmist and the oppressors. And then, therefore, we see the psalmist, he prayed for God to act. He prayed for God to vindicate, pray for God to act. Let's see verse 1-6. 1-6. It is time for the Lord to act. So he called upon the Lord to act, to vindicate. Verse 1-1, B. Do not leave me to the oppressors. So he prayed that God vindicate, that God do not leave him or give him up to the oppressors. Then verse 1-2. Be a surety for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. So he asked God to be a surety, to be his security, to pledge to help him, the servant. Be surety for your servant for good. That's to say, give him security. And then God pledged to help the servant for good in difficult times, troubled times, dangerous times, threatening times. So do not let the arrogant oppress me. Verse 1-3, upper part. My eyes filled with longing for your salvation. So he was longing for God's deliverance, God's salvation. So he called upon God to vindicate. And then let's continue to see verse 1-4. 1-4, upper part. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness. So ask God to deal with the servant with his mercy, kindness. So, Lord, please act, vindicate. And then he believed that the Lord will act. So, verse 1-6, it is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. So, verse 1-7 say, therefore, and then verse 1-8 say, therefore, I love your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. So, he believed that God will act. He called upon the Lord to act, to vindicate. And then he believed, therefore, he say, if the Lord vindicate, the Lord will vindicate. So he will continue to love the commandments. He will continue to esteem right all God's precepts concerning everything. And he will continue to hate every false way. So here, this section, we are able to see vindication from God, calling for God to act. So today, that is to say, everything, we leave it to the hands of God to vindicate. He's a Lord who, moreover, will retribute and will also judge all those oppressors. We just need to be faithful, trust, calling upon the Lord to vindicate. Let's see another part. Let's see another section. Verses 1-9 to 1-3-6. Verses 1-9 to 1-3-6. Let us read through. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul observed them. The unfolding of your words give light. It give understanding to the simple. I open my mouth wide and panted, for I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me. After your manner with those who love your name, establish my footstep in your word. And do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of water because they do not keep your law. So in this part, we can see this section, this stanza, the alphabet P, the alphabet P. Here we can see this theme, God's word is wonderful. God's word is wonderful. Let us see verse 1 to 9, the upper part. Your testimonies are wonderful. So God's word is wonderful. God's word is wonderful. Okay, let's see how wonderful is God's word. Let's see how wonderful is God's word. Let's see verse 130. The unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. So the unfolding, the opening of God's word gives light. This unfolding or this opening can refer to, so God will reveal the revelation of God's word. And then how God will give understanding or the interpretation of God's word, how the Lord will give understanding. And then how the psalmist must put God's word in his heart, entering of God's word into the heart. So this unfolding or this opening, God will reveal his word, or God will give interpretation, understanding of his word, and then how the entering of God's word into the heart. So the unfolding of your word gives light. It will enlighten a person. And then it gives understanding to the simple, those who are childlike. God will give understanding and judgment, because the understanding and judgment are not matured yet. So if we give understanding to the simple, so that they are able to have this understanding to judge and to be matured. And then let's continue to see verse 133. How wonderful is God's word? Verse 133. Establish my footstep in your word. Do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. So we can see how the word become a lamp and a light to his feet, to his path. Establish my footstep in your word. That is to say, how God's word is so wonderful, it become a lamp, a light to our feet, to our path, to direct, to guide, to lead. So we continue to be blessed, continue to stay in the right path. It can establish our footsteps. And then here the word also promises, establish my footstep in your word, your promises. To walk in the promises, to hope in the promises, and the promises will come to fulfillment. So establish my footstep in your word. And then how God's word is wonderful. How his footstep is also guarded. How he walked in the promise of the Lord in faith, in belief. And then, so he will fear rebel God. Do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. God's word also enable him to overcome all iniquities, to be guarded, to be alert, to be watchful, to be self-controlled. And then, verse 135, make your face shine upon your servant. Teach me your statutes. So we can see how God's word is wonderful. And then how God is so wonderful. He will make his face to shine upon the servant. And then, verse 132, turn to me and be gracious to me after your manner with those who love your name. So they are related, verse 135 and 132. Make your face to shine upon your servant. What is the meaning of to shine upon your servant? Make your face shine upon your servant means to turn and be gracious to the servant. This is the Aaronic blessings. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. So this Aaronic blessing, that is to say, to make your face to shine upon the servant, is how God turned his face, his countenance, to be gracious. That is how the manner with those who love your name, God will bless these people like this. So we can see how wonderful God's word, it gives blessing, grace, and favor. And then let's see verse 134. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. So God's wonderful word is also able to redeem, to deliver, to give comfort, encouragement, strength, to overcome all the oppression. So we can see how wonderful is God's word. And then what is the attitude of the psalmist towards God's wonderful word? Verse 129. So here we can see, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul observe them. God's word is wonderful. Therefore, he will observe God's word. And then verse 131. I open my mouth wide and panted. I long for your commandments. How he thirsted for God's commandment. I open my mouth wide and panted. He longed for God's commandment. So we can see his attitude. He desire, he thirst. So God's word is so wonderful. God's word is so wonderful. But however, wonderful is God's word. Let's see verse 136. My eyes shed streams of water because they do not keep your law. Also, we can see the psalmist, his eyes shed streams of water. Why? Because people do not keep God's word, God's law. That is so wonderful. So how come? How come? Why people don't desire? Why people don't thirst? Why they don't obey or turn to God's wonderful word? God's wonderful word. So we can see his eyes shed tears or stream because they do not keep your law. So why can't these people taste the goodness, wonderfulness of God's word? Why can't they experience? So it's a matter of the heart. Matter of the heart. So today God's word is wonderful. So we must have the right attitude, we must desire, we must thirst, and we must keep God's wonderful word. So our sharing, we end here. We will now pray together. May the Lord guide, lead, and bless. In the name of Jesus, we will pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
How to get the cut of 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 cut Hörte kütte 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 kütte.
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Our family altar will end here. God bless all. Peace be unto all. Amen.